Coulter Johnson is a young filmmaker based in Santa Monica, California, who's working all over the world, from Tahiti to Burkina Faso to Nepal. Thanks for speaking to KD&K, Coulter.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So I'm looking at the list of projects you've produced and the places where you've filmed over the past 5 years, and I've got to ask, how old are you right now?
I'm 27.
Wow, it's impressive how prolific you've been at such a young age.
I don't know if prolific is the right word.
You've got more than a dozen credits as a director already, with exciting work on the way, and we're speaking today because your documentary short, Conspiracy to Be Free, about the late American Indian activist, author, and film star Russell Means, is playing the Shining Mountains Film Festival happening in Aspen this Sunday, October 7th, and Monday, October 8th. Aspen's first Native American Film Festival takes place at the Wheeler Opera House in honor of Indigenous Peoples Day on the second Monday in October each year. First adopted in Berkeley and Santa Cruz in the early 90s, the celebration has expanded over the past 5 years to include over 80 municipalities, including Denver, Boulder, and Durango, Colorado. Oglala Lakota activist and movie star Russell Means is a fascinating figure, and this film coming to Aspen on Sunday was one of your first projects. What got you interested in telling Russell's story?
That's a great question. In terms of film and nonfiction specifically, you know, access is one of the most important aspects that I look at when I'm, you know, thinking about doing a project. You know, you may have an idea or a concept for something that is a great idea, but if you don't have access, you know, unfortunately, your ability to tell that story is going to be really limited. I mean, I just lucked out in the way that my father was Russell Means' writing partner on a lot of his creative projects. So I grew up with Russell. You know, he's always coming over to my parents' house for dinner and spending time working on projects with my dad. So when I started working in film and started, you know, looking at the landscape of what stories I wanted to tell, his, you know, stood out to me very prominently.
And were you able to attend the services for him at the end of his life?
I was, yeah. I was very fortunate to be able to travel to South Dakota, Pine Ridge, his home reservation there, two or three times, once immediately after he passed away, and then a little bit after to follow up with some of his contemporaries and interview them and talk about their time with him as well.
Yeah, so many big names in this project. What makes the American Indian movement such an important part of the history of resistance in this country during the 20th century? Like, why did this story need to be told in your opinion?
So during that period in the 60s and 70s, there were, you know, a lot of minority groups that were fighting for respect from society and from, you know, the United States government. And, you know, we have a lot of books and a lot of documentaries and a lot of information about some of those movements, the struggle of the First Nations activists during the 60s and 70s. I would say that there's a serious lack of information about the people that were involved in that movement. So it was really important to me to kind of, you know, draw more attention to that so more people were aware and are aware of the struggle that they've gone through and continue to go through to this day.
Well, and it seems like a fun project, even though it's probably really heart-wrenching at times to work on, especially after his passing, but fun in that you're mixing original content that you've filmed with pieces of archival footage from Russell across so many different media appearances and sort of a creative approach to doing that. I was curious, too, about the music. Was that Tribe Called Red?
It is, yeah. Yeah, so there's a lot of, you know, these First Nations are alive and well all over the country, and, you know, the young people from those communities are, you know, creating great art and music. Felt like would be a great fit for a project about Russell just due to the attitude and the level of energy that they bring to their performances and music.
Well, it almost feels like kind of a remix of traditional culture, just the way that they have done in their music. It kind of fits the sort of the way that the project is, of this combination of footage of Russell and then of so many people that were important in his life. You know, I feel like it was really effective. My guest is filmmaker Coulter Johnson, whose documentary Conspiracy to Be Free plays at Wheeler Opera House on Sunday as part of the Shining Mountains Film Festival. You've worked on documentaries, feature film. Your current project is intended for television. You've completed work on this documentary called 20 Miles a Glass, set in the West African nation of Burkina Faso. Talk about the Wisdom Spring Rural Water Project and how you got involved in this.
Wisdom Spring is an NGO that I don't work for them, but I've covered the work that they've done. And what they do is they basically raise money with American high school students to put water wells in areas that around the world don't have access to clean water. So this film that I'm currently in, really really finishing up. It's basically done. We're just in the process of securing a distributor. It follows this organization as they go to Burkina Faso to install a well for the locals there. Where in the dry season, these people are frequently walking up to 20 miles a day for a glass of fresh water.
You said you're working on distribution for this. Are you trying to go like the public television route?
We are, yeah.
So you're just about to go and film your next project in Nepal, which is between China and India, of course. What kind of prep do you do for a project like that with that kind of travel?
So every project is different. And, the gear that I take, the tools that I bring with me in terms of, you know, cameras and equipment and support systems, it's different, you know, for each project and the goals of that project. You know, for some projects that are maybe for a brand where it needs to be, you know, really flashy and they all need to look great, but some are more about the look rather than the information that I'm trying to bring across. So for this project, I'm actually, on some projects I bring as many as like 5 cameras. You know, this one I'm going much lighter because we're going to such a remote area with not a lot of resources in Kathmandu, in Nepal. So what we bring and the prep that we do basically mostly determined by the project goals. So this project is to go and document the team as they go and work to put a water well in this remote village. And so we'll be, you know, on the minimal side for sure, while still bringing enough equipment to be able to tell the story and have the flexibility to get the shots that we need.
Are you at all concerned about going from basically sea level in California up to some of the highest points in the world?
The highest that I've been so far is up on top of Mount Kilimanjaro, which is in Tanzania, and it's quite a bit higher than I think we'll be going in Nepal.
Oh, okay.
So I think it won't be too bad, but when I get up that high, I do start to feel the effects. You know, everybody's different. I start feeling pretty strong. So.
Another project you've been working on is actually in-flight entertainment for passengers on Air Tahiti, right? So tell us about, is it Mahario?
Mahario is the follow-up to Vahine Te Moana, which is the Tahitian name for Girl in the Sea. That's correct. The project is a documentary on Matilda Zampieri. She's the youngest female professional windsurfer in the world. And so in 2017, we went out there and did a character-driven piece on her, which is now available on Amazon Prime and is available on Air Tahiti Nui's in-flight entertainment. And also was broadcast to 35 million homes via AMC's network Shorts TV.
Oh, cool.
So hopefully we'll have something like that in the works. We're hopefully going to even have more reach with Mahario, which we're also going to do a little bit longer running time on this one. Girl in the Sea, Vahine Te Moana, was 18-minute running time. So, you know, that's definitely a documentary short. This is, we're going to hope to get out to 30 or 40 minutes on this.
And talk about the incredible star at the center of that first project.
You know, she's just a great athlete, a really positive-minded young person, and a really inspirational female role model, which is a very important thing.
So Tahiti, is, you know, French Polynesia, is like, what, halfway between New Zealand and California, or I guess closer to New Zealand. But what kind of filming techniques do you have to employ to capture those beautiful images? I mean, I'm imagining maybe a combination of what, like drones, helicopters, I don't know, surfboards?
Yeah, so absolutely. That's a project that, you know, when I mentioned earlier about different, you know, project goals, that's one that needs to just look really great from every aspect, you know, especially to, you know, a big company like the airline, Air Tahiti Nui, premium name on it. You know, there was no room for any kind of content that wasn't just absolutely great looking. So, you know, 5 cameras on that shoot. I don't know how technical you want to get my base camera that I basically... The foundation of everything that I do is a Sony FS5 cinema camera. And then from there, I like to utilize a drone, Phantom 4 Pro. So that was actually really important in getting some of those aerial shots of her in the water and just some really great like scenic shots of the environment, the landscape. And then from there, I have a smaller handheld DSLR type camera that I use. And then, you know, a bunch of GoPros, which we mount on various surfaces. Yeah, surfboards. You know, we bring those in the water, we put them on, you know, the outside of planes. They're just so versatile, you know, it's such a great tool to have in a toolbox. At the end of the day, you know, a camera is just a tool, but it helps to have good tools.
And so if people search on Amazon Prime, can they find it with Girl in the Sea, or do they need to use the Tahitian name?
If you punch in the Tahitian name, it comes right up. So I'll spell it out. It's Vahine space I space T-E space M-O-A-N-A, Moana.
Just like people know from the kids' movie. Coulter Johnson is a young filmmaker who's working all over the world. Again, his documentary Conspiracy to Be Free about Russell Means screens on Sunday at the Wheeler Opera House as part of the Shining Mountains Film Festival, with Russell's son Scott going to be on stage for a Q&A after the show, and he appeared in your documentary. I just am really excited to catch up with you for a minute and wish you could be up here in Aspen to be, you know, here for the film festival. But thanks for speaking to Katie and Kay, Coulter.
Hey, same here. Thank you so much, Gavin.